That is the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so when you hear that bell, you know, I need to get my Bible and get me a chair and sit next to the radio and turn up the volume and follow along and be a student in this Bible school. And if you do, you'll be blessed for the knowledge that you will have from God's Word, because learning anything from God's Word is always a blessing. And we're in the midst of studying the great man of the New Testament, Paul the Apostle. And as we were bringing the study to a close in the last class period, we were in Acts chapter 21, where Paul, after having been rescued by the chief captain there at the temple, that Roman officer, was having the soldiers bring Paul up the steps of the castle that overlooked the temple grounds, and where the chief captain was able to observe what was going on so that he might keep that order there. And as he did, Paul asked him if he could speak to the people, and we're going to see that they let him speak. And so we're going to read about that and then read some comments from E.A. Elam in a Sunday school lesson he wrote for September the 2nd, 1923, about some of these things. And so now if you'll get your Bible and turn to Acts chapter 21, we'll begin reading in verse 37. And while you're finding that text, Acts 21, 37, I'll remind you how that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. And I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And it is mine is the voice that you hear when you turn into this Bible school. But a lot of the words that I am speaking come either right out of the American Standard Version of the Bible, or they come from Elam's Sunday School lesson notes. Now, let's read Acts chapter 21 and verse 37. And as Paul was about to be brought into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, May I say something unto thee? He said, Dost thou know Greek? Art thou not then the Egyptian who before these days stirred up sedition and led out into the wilderness the 4,000 men of the assassins? But Paul said, I am a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech thee, give me leave to speak unto the people. And when he had given him leave, Paul, standing on the stairs, beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew language. And that's what we're going to read in a few moments, what he spake to the people on that occasion. First, let me go back to Elam's notes. It says that on Paul's last visit to Jerusalem, the Jews lay hold on him and dragged him out of the temple and began to beat him and sought to kill him. But when the news of this conduct of the Jews reached the chief captain of the Roman soldiers, he ran down upon them and rescued Paul. The two soldiers to whom Paul was bound bore him up the castle steps. And when they reached the head of the stairs with Paul and were about to enter the castle with him, he said to the chief captain in Greek, May I say something to thee? The chief captain, supposing him to be the Egyptian who had previous to that time stirred up the sedition and led out to the wilderness the 4,000 men of the assassins, was surprised to hear him speak Greek and asked, Dost thou know Greek? In reply, Paul said, I am a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech thee, give me leave to speak to the people. He was of Tarsus, a city that stood high with the Roman government, and not from Egypt. This statement caused the chief captain to think more favorably of him. Paul thought he could allay the excitement of the people by making a clear statement of the facts to them. And though bruised by their blows, and notwithstanding they had sought to kill him, he wished to return good for evil, while his greatest desire was to preach the gospel to them. He rejoiced at every opportunity of preaching the gospel, whether in chains or at liberty. This request having been granted, the soldiers placed Paul once more on his feet, and standing on the stairs, he beckoned with his hand to the people in order to gain their attention. And when there was made a great silence, he spake to them in the Hebrew language, and secured for him the greater attention. And now we're going to read what he said, and how that before this speech was ended, the chief captain must have been convinced that he had in his possession no ordinary man as a prisoner. Here is that speech. It's recorded in the book of Acts by Luke. Acts chapter 22, beginning in verse 1. Brethren and fathers, hear ye the defense which I now make unto you. And when they heard that he spake unto them in the Hebrew language, they were the more quiet. And he saith, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel, instructed according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, even as you all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and journeyed to Damascus to bring them also that were there unto Jerusalem in bonds to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and drew nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me beheld indeed the light, but they heard not the voice of him that spake unto me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus, and one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well reported of by all the Jews that dwelt there, came unto me, and standing by me said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And in that very hour I looked on him, and he said, The God of our fathers hath appointed thee to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For thou shalt be a witness for him unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name. And it came to pass that, when I had returned to Jerusalem, and while I prayed in the temple, I fell into a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste, get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, because they will not receive of thee testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believe on thee. And when the blood of Stephen thy witness was shed, I also was standing by, and consenting in keeping the garments of them that slew me. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee forth far thence unto the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto this word. And then they lifted up their voice and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out, they threw their garments and cast dust in the air. And the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle. Well, that was quite an amazing episode in Paul's life. After the great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, where Paul first came into view, he still sought with increased animosity the destruction of the disciples of Jesus. Acts 9 and verse 1 states that he went to Damascus, breathing threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, and he was exceeding mad against them, and punishing them oftentimes in all synagogues. He says in Acts chapter 26 and verse 11, I strove to make them blaspheme, being exceeding mad against them. I persecuted them even in the foreign cities. Paul was a man of sincere and deep convictions, and did with all his might whatever he conceived it to be right. Others at Jerusalem besides Stephen had been martyred, and Saul gave his voice against them, Acts 26 and verse 10. The high priest was president of the Sanhedrin, or Jewish council. Saul, of his own accord, desired letters of authority to arrest any Christian he might find in Damascus. As we have learned, John 18:31, the Jewish council could arrest and imprison, but could not themselves put to death without the permission of Rome. Saul's commission was from the chief priest, Acts chapter 26 and verse 10. That's the chief of priests, plural, and so it's those who were the highest ranking among the priests, and also of the elders, Acts 22 and verse 5, are the Sanhedrin, and was addressed to the synagogues in Damascus. That arrest could be made in Damascus upon authority of the council in Jerusalem shows the power of that court among the Jews. There were many Jews there at the time of our lesson, as the number of the synagogues show. The way Paul spoke of is a phrase that applies to Christianity. Paul persecuted this way unto death, Acts 22 and verse 4, and it was the way that was evil spoken of in Acts chapter 19 and verse 9. Jesus said that he was the way and the truth and the life, John 14 and verse 6. This is the way of salvation, Acts chapter 16 and verse 11, and the way of worship, Acts 24 and verse 14, which some call heresy. In Isaiah 35 and verse 8, it is called the highway of holiness. And in Hebrews 10 and verse 20, it is the new and living way. There can then be no more two ways of salvation than there are two Christ or two systems of Christianity. Saul's persecution was against women as well as men. None escaped his fury. He desired to bring them bound to Jerusalem for punishment. But then Paul saw and heard the Lord. In Acts 22 and verse 6 it says, It came to pass that as I made my journey and drew nigh unto Damascus, about noon there shone from heaven a great light round about me. It is not stated how Saul and his company traveled. In whatever way they traveled, it required several days to make the journey. And as he drew near the city, suddenly there shone round about him a light out of heaven. It was about noon when the sun was brightest and was at its greatest light, Acts chapter 22 and verse 6. And the light that Paul saw was above the brightness of the sun, Acts 26 and verse 13. This was a miracle. This light was from the glorified Son of God, the Son of Righteousness, as seen on the Mount of Transfiguration and on Patmos in Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 18.